You can make sure that they fill them out. Either way. Whatever you want to do.
Whatever makes you happy.
Well, yeah. We can go back.
I'm only going to ask some junk here.
Okay.
You guys all think it's me.
Hey, Carol, I saw a full room today.
Yesterday was a good turnout.
Yesterday too. That's great. I'm really happy to see that. I noticed there are like five proteins. Am I counting right?
Yeah. Five protein.
That's really good.
The top player in Barry Crane, and there's one Itchawachi or Itchabichi, there's only 13 behind me.
Yeah.
Itchabachi, yeah. They're playing it.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay, guys, you know, I'm sorry about this. We're gonna be a few minutes of
I'm happy.
Let out yet. So, we're gonna, we can put on a movie or something?
Yeah, who has a movie? Hey, Cole, do you have a phone?
Final rematch points and stole
that there?
Yeah, there we go. Yes, I wish I could. Isn't there a, there's like a Netflix movie out or something? Maybe it's coming. It's
hey, the kids' table? You guys know about the kids' table?
Oh yeah, whatever happened to them?
They're still doing it. They're still working on it. No, they're not still filming on it. They're editing.
I think it's a foreign though.
There's foreign, if it's, I think it might be Canadian, but yeah.
It's foreign, I guess, yeah.
But there are several, there is a relatively new one that's pretty good for that.
Yeah, we were trying to get the projector up and running earlier.
No, this is cool.
Yeah, it's alright.
More yeah, this is close enough.
So they're still playing pairs.
Yeah, pairs take a little bit of
time. Sure, are you officially retired from?
No. Not until January 1st.
Not until January 1st, okay. I keep so little track, although I did hear that you.
You're a membership chair for, or what, co-chair for this term of 30.
And partnership chair.
Partnership
co-chair.
I'm sorry.
Sandra and Hannah, I'm just a gopher.
I understand. I know how to play that role too.
There is the hospitality room, I think, where they're having actual like sandwiches and chips and drinks.
Pot, yeah.
So you can get done here, and you can run over there if you need food, if you're playing like tonight or something.
Room 526.
Do that too. Say that there.
526 is a hotel.
It is really good. Sandwiches and stuff.
Like sandwiches and chips.
Or like
yeah. Desserts, fruit. I don't know. Bunches of stuff.
How late is it open?
Till 7.
Okay.
6 or 7.
Where is this at?
526. In the hotel, 526.
635. It's just one floor down.
Oh, they have a hospitality. Every night? There. Every night?
Do you have it tonight and tomorrow night?
Every night?
The last night.
It's just the last?
This is the last.
Monday through Friday.
Saturday's the last day.
No, today's the last day.
What's the day?
Friday.
No, we're talking about. Yeah, it's the last day.
It's Friday.
You lose track of time.
I have
2 days go by. Why did you get here? I'm getting all those cards.
I'm glad I put my.
They thought for something to get through.
That's a good deal. It works out great.
It's already a couple of times, and you said those times.
Yeah.
Didn't play better there. No, we lost three.
Don't
we gain?
I said I lose three. I made five.
Four. Oh, I know what he's looking for. Those two sacrifice. Steve and Mike sacrifice.
What channel is this?
13.
That's a lot of life lately.
Right. I was wondering if more cards was bad.
I don't know if I was going to make it better than I did. We know it was cold from the beginning, Denny.
No, I don't think it made
I almost lost control, Steve.
Lee Tenman. Yes.
You know, I should have. I write.
They're not. They're part of the knockout decision. They were in a different racket. I think during flight, the third flight, bracket three.
But they're pushing their hands with
bracket one to two or not? Bracket three. There were problems all day, I presume. Yes. And the pair game is just now getting over. Six o'clock is 3.5 hours, which is normal. So, yeah. So guys, as soon as Mary Beth and Liz get here, we'll go ahead and get started.
It's like, that's what we've been doing.
Right? Good.
Mary will
be right that's good.
You
don't need to go.
Okay.
Did you guys come in? Oh, you got to.
Survey and filled one out?
Survey says.
Okay.
There are handouts over here too. Everybody.
And there's some, there's pianola handouts. There's pianola handouts and some like.
Those other. Are just our catalog. We're going to take them down later, but if you want a catalog, a current catalog.
Well, yeah. That's what the beginning of this is about. Okay, guys. We are recording the meeting, so speak if you have questions or you have comments, please speak in a loud, clear voice. This is Mary from Baron Barclay, and they are basically, what is it, the distributor for?
We represent them in the United States. So yeah, if you purchase, you know, this is a program based in the UK, but if you want to purchase it or use it here, then you go through us and we connect you with the programmer and we take care of you on this side of things because, you know, it's, I think, 5 hours difference. So if you have questions, you call me. I'm the person who helps you.
Mary, you need to project.
Okay. I'm going to try to talk. I have a cold, so I'll try to talk loudly, but it might get croaky as I go. But basically, pianola, the purpose of pianola is to help your club keep people, engage people, and grow. So there are a lot of ways that it does that. It helps you organize your list of members. There's a lot of organizational things you can do there. It's basically your database for everything having to do with your members. It has a feature where the ACBL uploads master points every month. So you can, all the stuff at the ACBL, louder. Everything, it sounds like I'm yelling. Is this better?
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm yelling to me.
Yeah.
Everything the ACBL knows basically happens automatically. You don't have to load that stuff into Pianola. It also has marketing abilities. You can email your database directly from Pianola. So you have, I'll show you, it's much easier to show you than to tell you, but you have marketing abilities through there. A partner finder, so your players have abilities to talk to others, to find a partner, to know when games are. That's a resource for them as well. Yes?
Is that a feature available with just the bare bones Pianola?
Yep. Partner
or
Finder?
Is it not?
Nope.
Do you need Pianola Plus as well?
Nope. Partner Finder is 100% always available.
Okay.
It also has a web builder. So if you, it's not necessary, but if you don't have a website or you don't like your website, it's free. You can build your own website with Pianola. And then the best part, well, the part that most people love are the analytics. So you can go and see who your best partner is, what you're skilled at, what you're lacking in, what you need to work on. And every bridge player knows, like, you, those analytics about yourself are very interesting. And it's particularly nice for your IN players, who are the people you want to focus on with marketing, to keep your bridge club growing and connected. And interested. So I gotta connect to the internet again real fast. And I can show you a few things. I'm gonna start with the player benefits because that's really what people like and that's really what is engaging about Pianola and different than most other programs that are similar. My internet will come on. You know what's happening? It was working. Now it's not. It says it's hotspotted, but it's not.
No internet. Here, just try to reload them.
I can't reload. Oh, enter. Okay, here we go. So when you log into Pianola, this is what you see. It's your results history. Am I projecting enough? Can you hear me louder? Okay, so this is your results history. You can...
Is that for an individual?
This is for an individual. So the person, this is Steve Nellison from the bridge table. This is are his results. He's a good bridge player, you'll see. And I'm going to try to find his worst games to show you some things because the more you get more interesting analytics when you don't play as well. But here I'll show you kind of what you see when you log in. You can filter your graph. This is just an overall graph of your score, your bidding accuracy, and your card play. So you can filter it by date, and you can filter it by partner. So I'm just going to say the last year.
So you can evaluate who you're playing well with and who you're not?
Yes, and there are many opportunities with the analytics that you can do that. You can do it on the home screen. You can do it board by board or tournament by tournament. There's a million different ways to see that. But here, when you look at a whole year, it gets kind of confusing because you're seeing the blue is your score, the red is your bidding accuracy, and the yellow is your card play. But I'm just going to go to the score. So this is Steve's score over almost a year. And then from here, you can kind of pick a game. Like, ah, oh, that game looks not perfect. What went wrong there? So I'll pick this one. And you get to this screen, which shows your ranking. And then you guys are used to seeing this. Your traveler.
What's a traveler?
This is board by board. Oh. So this shows you the bids and the scores based on what board you're on. So you can click over to board two all the way down and you see where you ranked. So how many points you got. And this is where Pianola Plus comes in. If you have Pianola Plus, which is not a club decision, that's a person-by-person decision. If your player wants more analytics or wants to replay hands, there they can replay that hand. So this is pretty, I mean, this is, if you've seen bridge webs or something like that, this is pretty standard. Except it looks really nice and is very easy to use, but it's, you know, pretty standard.
Similar to the common game that we have now, that you can go in and replay the hands-on.
Yeah, yeah, you can. It's like that. I think the common game is the same as this, where it doesn't use Deep Finesse, because Deep Finesse only works on a PC. So this is a little bit different, and I can show you what that replay looks like so you can compare. Then you can look at your scorecard. So this is interesting. You know, you can see, okay, I overbid. It tells you if you bid well, your percentage on that board. And this kind of shows you where Pianola thinks of everything. Some programs you have stars. Some programs you just have 10%. Some programs you have, most programs you just have a color ranking. But 15% of the population are colorblind, so they decided to do three different ways to tell you. But they really focus on the ability for the user to use it easily. And then this is the session report, which is unique to Pianola and one of the coolest things about Pianola. So let's see if I can blow this up. This is your summary for the tournament, or for the game. So this is his partner, Leonard Kaplan. They scored 40.18%, placed them 10th. They underbid on 5 hands. For these boards, they got 32.85%. They failed to double, you're welcome, on 1 hand. They overbid on 6 hands. It gives you all of that information. And this is an interesting little thing. It shows you when you were declare, you were declare on 4 boards, your average was 62%. When you were dummy, your average was 21.43%.
What exactly does that mean?
That means
62%. Your partner put you in a good contract. How exactly do the analytics work?
This means, this is how I would read this. This means you're a lot better than your partner. Right?
That's a problem for some of the new players, because they get these analytics and they're freaked out. They're like,
my partner's so much better than me.
No, they say, I hate this.
Yeah.
We've had that happen.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, and then some people don't want to see that, but I think most people do want to see, they know their partner's better than them.
Does being in a bad contract, in other words, if you messed up the bidding, so you're going to go down, you're going to get a bad result no matter what, affect that particular analytic?
Yes.
That's funny. Yes, that's true. That's true.
So I think it's the average of the scores.
Yes.
That's
what
it was. Right.
When I say good or bad, I'm just wondering.
Right. Yes. Exactly. And then, you know, when Steve got to do the opening lead, he did really well. You know, he's probably doing one of those. This might have been, it says charity pairs. It might have been like a beginner and a advanced thing. So this is pretty outrageous as far as that disparity, I think, compared to what a normal game would be. But you do get to see that stuff. And one of the things somebody said that I found interesting, and through Pianola we've seen a lot of, is that you get this pie chart here. You get to compare yourself. This is the bidding accuracy. You can see they didn't do well in this tournament, but this blue is the correct bid. Their blue portion of this pie chart is very close to the top third. And they see this with everyone. That bidding is usually very close. The difference comes down here in the card play. So this is where they didn't do well with their card playing, and this is the top third. That green.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Practical question.
Yes.
How much does it cost for a club, and how much would it cost for an individual?
How much it costs for a club depends on how many tables you play per month. I will show you that. I don't know it off the top of my head. I'll show you that screen. It's on here. And then individuals don't pay anything. The club pays for the...
Do you have to raise the rate on the play to pay for the program?
Some people do that. Yeah, some people will raise the... you know, raise their games by dollar or something to pay for this. It's not very much, but I'll get you to that screen at the end, and it'll show you based on tables. Pianola Plus, that ability to have extra analytics and play the whole hand out, that is $7 per month for the player if they want that. So it's like Netflix or something, you know,
right,
on par. But you definitely, nobody needs that to gain the analytics and the partner finder and all of that stuff.
Basically, everything she's shown us so far is part of the basic package.
Right, because I haven't gotten into the replay.
Just because I can't see. The yes. ones on the left, those numbers are the board numbers?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so that's 5, 10, 13, 14. Okay. Yeah. So there's many different opportunities to kind of assess a particular board.
Can you click on each?
Actually, I don't think you can here. Can you? Oh, yep, you can.
Cool.
And it takes
okay.
you there, and you can replay that hand.
Sweet, okay.
Yeah. What's a hotkey for back? I can't see my back button.
Oh, that's a good question. Return, delete, or...
There we go.
All right.
Thanks. Okay.
I've done my two things.
There's going to be more. There's going to be more things that you help me with. Okay, I haven't even looked at my notes here. So let me see if I'm missing anything that I'm supposed to tell you, if you guys don't mind.
Now, the hands yeah. that you play, you have to load into Pianola, or do you get your hands from Pianola? Or how
no.
does it...
Pianola does not generate hands.
Okay.
So you generate, what you do is you put in your ACBL score file and your BridgeMate file, and then if you have a PBN from a dealing machine, you put all three of those in, upload them at the same time, and that's how all these analytics are generated.
Okay.
It's really easy.
Can you read the hand records from the BridgeMate file?
What?
Can you read the hand records from the BridgeMate file?
That, yeah, that's all included.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so some of the notes I missed here, just this screen. One of the best things about it is that it's a computer. So it's analyzing this data, whereas when you're doing your postmortem with, you know, your partner later in the day, you may think, we did really poorly at bidding, and this is why. But here you get to see exactly what happened on which board and why it happened, which is nice. So if you can see this screen, it has board by board, how many you went down, what your position was, why you played well or why you didn't play well. And again, you can click on these and play them.
I'm a little confused.
Yes.
With the communication of the company, because we, our unit 124 bought Pianola for all the clubs.
Okay.
And so I talked to James, and we've got all of our clubs into one thing. But then when you change the database on one of the clubs, it doesn't populate through to the rest of the clubs. So, I mean, I'm the administrator.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Like, if you change somebody's information or
yeah,
add a player.
I'm the administrator for this. So if I add an email to Mike's games at the CBC, it won't translate over to Pam's games, AJ's games, Debbie Gummings games. They all have to do it separately. And also, James never told me that I was supposed to be talking to you. So, I mean, that's, to me, that is like, why didn't he tell me that? I mean, doesn't he get tired of my emails?
He might have thought that if you emailed me, I might have had to email him and said, why can't he, you know, because I don't know the answer why you can't sync all of your players, you know, but I think that has to do with the fact.
It'd be really nice if we could do that.
Yeah.
So working on that.
Yeah, he will. And that's the thing about Pianola is it's James. Everything that you tell him, he just tries to do. It's not like some big company, you know. And I know for a fact that the unit encompassing a bunch of different clubs is new. And he probably just started that.
We've been doing it for a year now.
Yeah.
But it is unique. I mean, the units, they don't do that.
Right, but he knows that. It is unique to the U.S. that people want to do that. So he's making that happen. And there are going to be little things that he's going to help. But he'll fix that. And you've told him to that you have, you know.
So the Pianola does get information from the ACBL once a month.
Yes.
Right? So if you make sure that the ACBL has the information you're putting in, then it should populate the other game.
That's not true.
You're right.
I've been operated. So what do I do? Get a new database loaded in every month?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then that erases people that aren't in the database that I've added manually that may or may not be members of the ACBL. That's not true. That doesn't work.
Right. Well, I don't think if you upload a whole new database, it would erase people. I think it just adds to them. But I do know that if you do upload one person in one club, it's not going to populate through the whole thing.
Okay. But if you upload monthly or quarterly or whatever it is, just change the file of the person that's in there right now. What about the person that was added that's not an ACBL?
It might change their email back to the one that they're not using anymore.
Right, if you've already made that, it will update. It will update the file.
It's too much work to go back. Because the emails, I've got emails of people that say, hey, I just changed my email address, so I'm going to change it. And then if I upload a new database that the ACBL still has their old database, their old email, it'll write right over.
They have to go in and update the ACBL.
Yeah, but I mean,
another piece of
right.
There is that right. Half of my players, their email at the ACBL is private at ACBL.com
yeah.
or whatever it is.
I know.
I they have given me their email because they want me to know.
Right.
So it's in my database, but it's not in the ACBL.
Right, and if they mark one time, even accidentally, that something from the ACBL was spam or they unsubscribed, they're just, it's hopeless almost. So, yeah, you have to, the communication between the ACBL and Pianola is really good for the master points. But once you've created your own database, you just put your own stuff in, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this brings up an opportunity.
Okay.
And the ACBL has been talking about wanting to find and recruit new big players, mm-hmm. new members.
Yeah.
And Pianola works essentially on people that have already been identified and already are part of the system.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering if there isn't the possibility to have a local database for Mike that he can access through Pianola by saying, this is my list of, you know, a spreadsheet list of emails that he owns that are not ACBL,
mm-hmm.
just as well as we could have a ACBL system-wide email that says, for this person's zip code and this person's email address, you can email them and talk to them about learning to play bridge, you know, doing things actual bridge players don't.
How are you getting that email address of the non-bridge player?
Well, the opportunity to do it through things like Facebook, and or Google ads or e-commerce types of tools exists,
right.
And we don't have a repository for it. Is what
right.
we don't have. And if you try to put 2,960 clubs against doing that work,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get 5,000 solutions.
Right, right.
And nobody's going to talk to each other.
Well, I think there's a difference between the marketing solutions and actual Pianola. In this program, any email you get, you can put them in there as a person.
You can.
Yeah.
Multiple
and then,
times.
And they but, don't, multiple times, and they don't have to be ACBL members.
So what we're looking for is a way to protect that non-negative email so that we don't have to put it in multiple times.
Right.
And we can become responsible for it at the unit or club level.
Right.
And if they say, you know, take it out, we take it out of our data set.
Mm-hmm.
And we can still use the Pianola facility to send out emails saying, hey, we have a bridge party, come and play 12
right.
boards tomorrow night and have free pizza.
The only, and I, correct me if I'm wrong, the only problem I see there is like just a regular club using it, not a unit with a bunch of clubs.
Right.
That's no problem for them. They just have these people as members. You don't actually have to be a member. You just have your email in there. You're tagged in the system in a smart group as beginner, or they just came to one class or whatever,
you,
and you can email
you
them
anytime. Tag them as by master there. I love that
feature.
Or even prospect.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody who's not played in.
There's a
right.
drop down.
But the only problem I hear there is creating their file between a bunch of different clubs.
I don't think the ability of Pianola to do that is broken.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to show you guys the smart groups in a bit, and you'll see that there are some really easy ways to group people. what did you say?
I said it's Romney known by me.
Yeah. That's like the best thing about pianola. Yeah. I think there has been some confusion. Did you use marketing solutions?
No, I got James. Through, James.
Yeah, so that's better.
James set up my website and everything. He's right. Awesome.
Yeah, but the ACBL has the very limited version of pianola, which is marketing solutions,
okay.
Which you can't input any data. That's all ACBL owned private information.
So now I understand.
Yes. This program is for you. This is your, you get to decide who's in there and how they're marketed to.
Which you can use the one. Is there a feature comparison between marketing solutions and pianola?
There isn't, but I know the difference if you want me to tell them all to you. Yeah. It's basically that marketing solutions basically it's a very, very pared down. It has not very many features.
Basically just an email.
There's no features really.
Send blast wrong.
Exactly. Pianola has like 1,000 more features than marketing solutions.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Going back to a different topic.
Yes.
Earlier you were talking about it shows features about whether you're underbid, overbid, blah blah blah, whatever. Is that based off of the double dummy result?
It is. It's a little more technical than that. I know he told me what that was, and it's.
I was curious if it's based. So let's say double dummy, it happens that six spades can make, but the entire field is all just in four spades. Is the whole field going to get tagged as
I think it's based on what the highest bid was, or what the best bid was played.
What was actually played.
Yes, okay. It's based on that, and I do know this program has the ability to tell you if you should have sacrificed, which I think is a little above double dummy.
Okay.
So it's more intelligent than just that. So you can see that information.
Whoops. You don't want me to be encouraged at all, right?
Well, I'm
looking at one of the results.
We have a lot of stuff to get through.
I was in the middle of a question.
Okay.
We were in the middle. I was in the. It shows this result, right? And it says that we underbid by so much, yet the result was a top. So it's like that kind of thing doesn't really help with the analytics.
Right.
Because it's not
correct. Right.
Just a point.
Yeah. There's. It's always going to be something like that, but you would know when it is. You know, this is better than most, and it gets there a lot of the time.
Majority of the features that we get to see here are descriptive in nature. As a player, look at the play and then compare against the field. But what kind of descriptive capabilities do you want to showcase?
What kind of what? What was the last part of that?
Prescriptive. More than descriptive, what is prescriptive about it?
But you're talking about these are the things you can work on to improve.
Okay. Let me look. Let me see.
Well, the pie charts alone,
It helps.
Well, I mean, there's the replay of the boards. I guess I don't really know how to answer that question. I would think that just knowing where you're lacking and where you're doing well.
Take it to one of the members of the club, somebody that you look up to that's a good player, and say, this is the information that this has given me. What do you think? Where do you think I need to
work?
But you can see that, well, as dummy, you're not that good. So that means your partner is really bad. So you want to get rid of him.
if your leads are bad,
you might, you get a book on something like that. So there are some useful tools that you can use to see where you're
getting it.
Right. If you perpetually underbid, if you don't double when you should, you know, those kinds of things, then you'll.
And you're also able to do it by partner.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe your defense with one partner isn't very good. So you need to have a conversation with your partner and see where you can improve how you defend a hand. Maybe, your bidding isn't good with one particular partner. You know, so you can define your games by overall or by just what you do with what partner. So if you're playing a complicated precision system, maybe you're not with that partner like you are with maybe some of your other partners.
Well, and I think that's what, if I'm understanding, just from like the summary page of whatever time frame, just being able to look at your percentages and know anything below 50%, I'm going to assume those weren't great. So is that play of the hand? Is that declared right. Play? Is that whatever?
Right, yeah, you can see in that particular time.
General, yeah.
Yeah, and it is nice for a new player, which you're not seeing here, is that that graph's going to go like this, which is always so encouraging and a great motivator to learn. Mm-hmm. And that's really where all your club members are going to want to see this data, but it's really, really good for the IM people. Let's see, where else do we have here?
That's true. Through generational. We've had a few newbies who were up in years who were very turned off by seeing the analytics because they didn't know how to interpret it.
Well, that's what I heard. I think, I look at our club and I'm one of the youngest. Raj is now the youngest one.
But the point is. Hey, wait, get out! I was the youngest one.
The point is. But I was the youngest
one. Turn this loose on people. You've got to help them understand.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, and if you get a
hand. It's a whole
training. There's training involved, but the best thing is they don't have to do a thing, but they'll get that email, which I'll get to. Right now I've just shown you the player stuff. But when you play and as a club you upload all the data, every player gets an automatic email if they opt into it. That shows them the very basic analytics, which is exciting. And if you have PNL Plus, then you can replay the hands. But it's just a very small amount of data that you just get an email and you get to see how you did. Yes. And it's just like getting the hand records, kind of. Yes. Just a little, and you get to see it. So you don't ever have to even go here. And some players never even visit the site because they don't like technology and they're just like, whatever. They get the email, they're happy. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes their emails. These are just the hands, so you can look at them one by one and more in depth here. Okay, so now I'll show you all the club admin area.
Is that a provision to share feedback and then with the apartment, can you continue to talk and do some more kind of capability here?
What did you say?
Is that a provision to share feedback with your partner using this, say, within if a club subscribes to this and I play with Norman, do I get to show this deal, this is the line of play that you have taken, some kind of feedback?
Can we share the information?
Feedback?
Directly, or if you're like looking at your iPad with them? You mean like emailing back and forth? Yeah, you can email through the system. I don't know, you can't play the hand together or anything like that. But you can maybe like...
The users cannot email through the system.
Can't they with the partner finder? Oh, well, they can just do the partner finder. Yeah. You can find your partner's email address in here. Right, you can look all that stuff up or call them. Or
any communication is outside of this application.
Right, you can't text. There's no messenger or something like that. Right. Right. Okay, admin area. Come on. Tech support. Maybe I need to here it goes. Okay, so this is the dashboard. This is where you kind of have control of your club. You have, this is 53 tables played in the last 7 days, how many members you have, your recent sessions, your messages. These are the groups we were talking about where you can say, okay, these are all the people that are new beginners. I want to send them a bunch of emails and make sure that they come to this event or whatever. Then along the top, you have members, groups, messages, results, competitions, site manager, reports, and we'll get into some of those. First, we'll do messages. So it's really easy. You have all your members in there already. You don't even have to have them in groups. You can go to the message and say simple groups are groups you've already made based on whatever criteria you want. You can even hand make those. You say, okay, these five people are my go-tos to help me with dinner. I have that group called dinner, and I email them and that's that. Or you can use smart groups. And a very popular one is like below Life Master. So you just go. If I can get it to work.
That's all the things you can choose.
You can choose so many things. Lapsed members, visitors. So that's where you can put people who aren't in your club who just came for a party or, you know, an introduction. Here we have ranking below. Well, that's not what it clicked. This isn't working, Cole. There we go. Okay, so ranking below is a popular one. You really don't need to see it. Ranking below, you can pick everybody below Life Master, you can pick everybody below, whatever. You can pick.
Put in ranking below 49.
Yeah, and then you get your little beginners. You can pick them.
People below, 20 and below, because I want to start a 0-20 game.
Yeah.
And I didn't get as much response back as I wanted, but hopefully the mailer we're going to send out will help.
Do you print your mailers from here?
That's what we will be doing.
Yeah. Oh, that's another option that I wasn't even going to go into, but if you do have people at your club who don't have an email address, or if you just want to print a mailer for everybody, you can just print the same email here and send it to them in the mail. I already told you guys about the Master Point thing, so you don't ever have to worry about that. And then the website, if my mouse will work, I might just have to get this started again. Site manager is absolutely the easiest thing you'll ever use. This is the Bridge Tables website in New Jersey. So making this website is as easy as dragging boxes places. Clicking the edit button and typing. You can import images. You have little boxes that take people directly to their sign-in page for Pianola. So if they want to go, and you don't need a website. Do you have a website with Pianola?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a Pianola. So if you want to use it, you can. If not, you can have something on your website that links directly to Pianola so people can log in and see their results. But it has integrated calendar, integrated maps. It's really, really easy to use. You can put your scores directly on here if you want. Contact us and all the games with the results. Let's see if there's anything else. I think that's it.
Are we limited to one page, or can we have...
No, there's a bunch of pages. There's a bunch of pages.
Okay.
Look up here is your left navigation. So this is the home page. They have 6 more pages.
Yeah, you can
add.
I don't know that we would want to change it. I'm just asking. Like for the Louisville site, we have links where you click on it takes you to the results for that game. Could that be the hot link to go to Pianola instead?
Does it have a link to the results? Or to what do you mean?
Well, yeah, right now you click on the link and it takes you to the results for that game.
Right.
So could we change it so that hot link just goes directly to Pianola?
Yes. To what this links to. Too.
I mean, if we're gonna buy it, we might as well use it and send it to the site.
Yeah, but the thing is that I think you can display the what am I trying to say? The results, but for the player to get more, they'll have to log in. Okay. Which might be a little bit, it might be a little bit of a, you know, learning curve for some people for a second, you know, and remembering their password and stuff like that. But they do let, Pianola saved your password and stuff, so as soon as people get logged in.
The first time.
Yeah, it's easy to use. Any other questions? Anything I've missed? I missed.
You're doing pretty good.
I'm doing all right. A little bit okay. Okay. Yes.
How do we use PMOLA to help newer players work on the things they don't do well? I don't think getting things in here's your best score, your worst score, and your most unusual is particularly helpful. I would rather see something that said, hey, when the four club was led, you made one less or one more trick than most people with the same lead and the same contract.
It does tell you that.
Okay.
It does. We talked about that already.
Okay.
It does tell you that per board, yeah. You know, say you had the same exact bid as the top person, it'll tell you where you went.
He's getting extra granular with like what specifically the league was. Well,
it won't tell you that.
That's what I'm saying.
You see all the results, but it's like.
I don't think
best score, worst score, most unusual does me any good. I'd rather say, okay, when the four club was led on board four, you're in three spades.
Well, that's where you would go into the hand and look at it and say, okay, well, where did I go wrong? It lets you look at all the hands and say, okay, four clubs, how did I play this? How did everybody else make this extra trick? It shows you how to do that.
Now, in PMOLA Plus, that is for each individual, it has guided play, right?
Yeah, it does. So, it'll tell you, you'll go down if you play this.
Or declare play, it has guided play. It says, don't do this or do this, or something like that.
Right.
And
right.
So you can go in and replay the hand, sort of like with...
it'll do is it'll show you, if you pick on the four of clubs, it'll show the rest of the hands as plus one, plus two, plus three. It'll say, if you leave that,
if you leave that, negative one. You'll go down one. If you leave that, you'll plus two. But the point of Pianola, while it does do that, the point of it is to keep people coming back and informed, not to teach them how to be better. And one of the things studies show is that, you know, you're knowing about how you're playing and seeing this stuff gets you kind of invested and wants you to come back. And so it's more like, okay, I like this. How can I make this score better? How can I make my bidding better? How can I make my play better? Once you, then you go back to the club and you want to see your little graph rise. And that's basically the point of it, to get everybody to come back and be in touch with them in a user-friendly manner.
John, did you have a question?
Well, yeah, and we can do it offline if those people are interested. I spent 20 years as a data security officer. Mm-hmm. Where's this data stored?
It is an Amazon server in the U.S., super secure. I will tell you, James is all about it, especially because he's in the U.K. and they have a very strict privacy policy.
I was thinking that this had started off in the U.K., and I know Europe is...
Right, and he's almost a little annoying about it, honestly. I'm like, can I get this ACBL member's email address? He's like, no, it's private. It's private. It's private. I can't.
I've dealt with situations where you couldn't get any personally identifiable information from people in Europe.
Yeah,
it just
was
illegal.
No, no.
Totally. Their name.
Good.
An address.
Good.
Yeah. It's all really secure, and every email that you send out to your players has unsubscribe at the bottom. You know, you're not just spamming people, and it tells you can click this if you don't want to ever see an email from us again. You never will. So it's pretty good on that front.
Okay. And it tells the club manager if a person has unsubscribed, so that you may pull them aside if you want.
What's
say,
the matter with you?
Yeah, did you mean to do that?
Say, did you mean to do that?
Yeah.
Was something that I wrote offensive, or is just you just don't want to email? So,
right.
I mean, you can at least you know that someone's unsubscribed.
Right. Yeah.
Fairly helpful.
On that note, something I forgot to say: the benefit as a club manager, as a communicator for a club, of those everybody gets an email for their game email. You can put anything you want at the top. So. People are always going to open their results, so if you want to tell them something, that's a really good place to do it. So that's one of the things that works really well about Pianola.
Okay, are there any other questions for Mary? Okay, we have Mike Lipp here, who runs
multiple games, or at least one in Cincinnati, and he uses the Common Game and pianola to run his games. So he's a director who uses these two services, and he's going to talk a little bit about his experience with using them.
Okay. Mary, do you want to stay or would you like to want to go?
I think we might have to go. I want to hear a little bit about
thank
it, though,
for
sure.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, on the table right there.
Where are they? They were
on the table.
Anybody have a milk? Did you take all the handouts, Jackson?
Yeah.
will you disseminate that?
Disseminate the info.
Disseminate the info about.
Okay. The Common Game is something that we've been using at the Cincinnati Grid Center as a means of just getting hand records. So all the owners of the games at our club imports the Common Game hand files, and we use them. We actually tried to use them to offset the cost of the stack hands, but there were some people that complained about it, and so we are now paying the ACBL their money for their hands. Although we don't really have to, if we all would just use the Common Game hand files, then we could use those as a common hand file. They're not nearly as good as Pianola with the analytics that Pianola offers. They are above and beyond, and I'm a fan of Pianola and have been using it now for 3 years. The Common Game does offer some pro analysis to the hands for the afternoon, and you get to see how you do against a great field of players, because there's about 990 clubs that participate in the Common Game. So you get to see how you do against some of the best players in the world. They also offer a different point system. You get Common Game points, which you can do the same thing with them as you do with the Master points you get from the ACBL, which is nothing. There's really not much else to the Common Game. It's a very easy service to run. If you want to get involved in it, you just email Sarah at the Common Game, and it's an easy, they take care of it. They walk you through it. I mean, the hand files will come into your Dropbox every week, and you can use them, and they're randomly generated hands. Not really nothing to it. So, but any questions?
What's it cost?
It's free. It is a free service. They also send you messages out. If you get like an ACBL, if you're hooked up to Fast Results, you'll get a message on how your game was that day.
Yeah.
So you'll get an email. It won't have that you were a 43% dummy or a 66% declarer, but we can kind of figure that out anyway.
So why aren't all directors around the country using Common Game?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I've heard that some people think the Common Game files are not random. That has crossed my desk, but they are. It's against ACBL policy to use a hand that has been tampered with. They have to be randomly generated. In an ACBL sanctioned event, you can't go through and fix the board to make seven clubs this way and six spades that way. It's against the rules.
Don't they use Big Deal to generate them?
I don't know exactly the program, but they do use a random generator.
At the club level, we just randomly generate them at the club.
It's kind of the same thing. They randomly generate the file. They'll load it into. You have to be a little tech savvy. Like if you can do an email, you can do the common game files. They load them into a Dropbox, and then you move them into your hand file.
Basically, you know, we're starting to use in some of our games at the club the common game, and it takes like 5 seconds.
I know we're using it Thursday night. I don't know if it's
Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
Piece of cake.
Yeah, Bill's gonna start using it.
So
everybody's gonna start using it.
No, just
Thursday night, Saturday.
Who's not using it?
Almost everybody.
So why can't we have a chat with them? Why aren't they here so that I can talk them into it?
Because I invited all the directors and all the board members.
Yeah.
And this is what we got.
I see.
So what is your experience? What do you feel as a director, both before you switched to these two services and now? What have you seen change? How is it better?
With the common game, I have seen not much change. The pianola service, I've had a lot of positive feedback from it. People like the little graph that they get, and they like the result email that they get, and they like the fact that they can say, well, look how good I did on this board, that kind of thing, as most bridge players do. Pianola has, Matt, is something I can answer for you?
He was asking me.
Okay.
The question that I asked Matt was, what is the benefit to the director or the club members to use Common Game? Because already have a hand record.
Because you're using the same hand file that 990 other clubs are playing at the same time. So you can see how you do against a stronger, more diverse
people. I got a 90-year-old person who cares whether 990 clubs.
Some people care, some people don't, John.
I mean,
some people don't care.
I understand.
Some people don't care.
You know, I'm concerned again about a security issue. We start a game at noon on Wednesday, and our players, that game gets over at 3:30, and our players want to see those hands and the results on the internet by 3:35.
By 3:31.
If I'm living in California and my game starts at 1 o'clock,
you're not going to see the results.
If people want to cheat, they're going to be able to cheat. If they have the common game files anyway, all they have to do is log into the Dropbox and look at them.
I didn't think the common game loaded the results until the last game was
No, done. They load the hand files into your Dropbox a week beforehand.
Well, the hand file, yeah. I mean, like, the results.
But you can secure those.
Really? How? How?
How?
Yeah.
Anybody at your club can get in.
Anybody at our club can get in.
Into the Dropbox?
Yeah.
Be able to get into it.
So all of our directors use the same Dropbox. So I can get into the files for Friday and say, I have access to it, and say, oh, let's look at AJ's hand record. Bridge players don't cheat.
The common game will send you an email if you have, like, if you get emails from the ACBL, the common game will send you an email after each game is over.
The common game tracks your performance, too. They're going to see if somebody is continually having a 70, 71, 70% game, and they're going to say, how's this guy doing this? They'll get to the bottom of it.
I mean, the only benefit to not doing the IC offhand, like, you know, Verna makes her hands a week in advance. Like, as soon as that game's done, she's making the boards for the game.
And you've got them a week in advance.
Right, so let's say for those instances, it doesn't solve the security issue. Someone could go in and look at Vern's file and get those hand records. But there's a lot of directors who make the boards when they show up.
That's how I do all my games. I make the boards when I get there.
And
I'm there every day.
And so, like, Verna, the advantage to doing it in Verna's games is the common game provides expert analysis from top players of like 4 to 5 hands.
No, they do it in the afternoon games for a sprinkling of hands. We're lucky in our club, we've got a guy named Bob Fisk who for the Monday night game, the Wednesday morning game, and the Wednesday night game, he goes through all 36 boards and does analysis.
Wow.
and loads it up to me, because he never plays in those games because they're for intermediates, and then I get to load that up at the end of the game, and people say, well, that's how you bid that, here's why you bid that, here's how the play goes. I mean, we are so lucky to have a guy like that. So you guys can have somebody do that too.
Monday,
your
game,
Monday night.
Hey guys, John, I understand that Beth Engelhardt's not going to use this, and I probably am not very much either. But Marty Weinberg and a lot of people ask why we don't have a common game. Every game in Lexington's run with a common game. So even though the 90-year-old doesn't care, there's a lot of people a lot younger who do care. And I think that's, since it doesn't cost anything extra, and it really isn't that big an effort to put it on there, I don't know why you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, it's a piece of cake.
That's why I don't understand why you wouldn't do it. If it made just...
Because it's the director's choice if they own their game.
Right.
It's
you can't legislate it, but you can encourage it. And you can.
I understand it, but I'm trying to think of a sales tactic. What is the benefit to the director to use a common game?
Well, if it brings one more pair,
it sends the results immediately out by email. Players like getting the results on email. I'm up here when that Mary was talking, looking, how'd I do tonight? I wanted to see my results. It came right over my email. People don't want to go home, look on the computer, which we all have that access. So, I mean, we do it later if we want in depth. We like getting our results right away.
I understand.
And that's the main thing about it.
To acquire here,
I know, I'm just saying, well, you ask the question.
I've got people at the club who, frankly, don't care. It's a social
John,
event.
John, do you care? Do you like getting the results over your email?
Oh, yeah.
You're a non-tech.
I mean, well, but personally, I could care less about my club master points anyway, so. Yeah. So it's not important for me to get it one way or the other.
Okay.
I think it's more important for newer or intermediate players. I think for them it's more.
They love getting them.
Yeah, but for me, it's like if I want to look up my hand, I'll look up my hand.
You pretty much know how bad you did or good you did anyway, right?
Well, normally.
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of what you make it sound like, is that it encourages the newer players to participate a little bit more.
I think this meeting should be more about not the services we offer, but about how can we get some new players in our clubs. And I don't think these services are what's going to do it.
Yeah, that's not going
to
get
I guess the position we tried to take was not necessarily that this particular program would bring new players into your club, but that it would enhance the game that you had and make players want to play more, or let maybe people come and stay longer than they would have otherwise. It's to enhance the play. Every program is not going to be about how do you get people in the door.
That's true.
It's kind of disappointing. Let me finish. It's kind of disappointing because at the bottom of this it says, what topics would you like to have discussed at these meetings, and would you like to guess how many people actually wrote anything down?
Zero.
So
that's because it's
about five. But, if you want to talk, if there's a topic you want to hear talked about and how to get things in, then put it down in the survey because we're planning next year.
Okay.
And there were a lot of people at this meeting that wanted to learn more about pianola and wanted to learn more about the common game. So we address the people that show up for this meeting and participate, we address their needs. If you're interested in... So like in Louisville, right, one of the hardest things is finding markets. So in Louisville, I have entered into an agreement with a Zaniac franchise that provides like mental gymnastics programs for K-8. So how do you get youth involved? You go to so we don't go in, we don't teach mini bridge to them. And then if they want to learn real bridge now or later, then at least they have a foundation. So we don't approach children and their parents. And, that's, you have to find innovative ways to approach people. And
as far as this program is concerned, it's just supposed to teach you how to enhance the people that are there.
Okay, well, that's about all I've got for the common game.
You've done great.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Now, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock.
Okay, we don't have much time, but if anybody has like any specific issues at the unit level that they wanted to share and maybe get some comments on, is there anything that anybody wants to ask or talk about?
Specific units?
Huh?
Or on specific units?
Well, do you ever play Louisville to have a problem with Louisville's unit?
No, I don't have a problem.
Yeah, no. Yeah, with your specific problems. With your specific units. Like anything.
I think they charge us too much rent.
We're gonna solve that here.
Well, then you should not sign your contract or renegotiate your contract. I mean, that's an easy solution. Renegotiate your contract. Or move to Louisville where there really isn't a contract. So. Okay. So thank you all for coming. We enjoyed having you. Y'all are awesome.
Thank you for getting me up here.
Are you heading back to
Thank you for coming to see us in the morning.